Good morning, everybody. My name is Nathania Sosia, and I'm here on behalf of my team of co-presenters from the Institute for Indigenous Knowledge and Development at the University of New Mexico. I'm going to be sharing with you the results of a project that we embarked on together as a team, but before I do that, I want to just mention that I have no financial relationships to disclose. New Mexico has 23 federally recognized indigenous tribes within the state. 19 of those are Pueblo Nations, 2 are Apache, and 1 is the Navajo Nation. So we have a large population and a large density of American Indians within our state. Our institute works with the tribes in developing public health programming within their communities in order to support the self-determination of tribes. A few years ago, one of the tribes in the northern part of New Mexico came to our team because they wanted to get some assistance on developing a database that they could use to write grants and also develop their future health programming. One thing that they were interested in was doing a process of community health assessment within their tribe that could help them start to collect the data. They wanted to be able to collect data about a number of indicators. So one of the ideas that we came up with together as a group was to develop a series of workshops. Now, our workshop purpose for doing community health assessment was basically very different from what you would normally expect. Rather than providing the tribes with a model like MAP that they could use, what we did is we provided a whole range of tools and methods and allowed the tribes themselves to identify the tools that worked best for their communities. And we used an action planning approach in order to assist the tribes with selecting the tools that might work in their own communities. And one of the ideas that came out of this was a discussion about how to be successful at community health assessment within tribal communities. And what we learned from the tribes when we asked them, what do you need in order to have successful community health assessment, they all said that they absolutely needed the support and advocacy of their tribal leaders in order to be successful with the process. They felt that the leaders really needed to be there to provide a vision of what health means in their community, and they also wanted to be able to make sure that community engagement was there from the very beginning, that communities were involved with the process from beginning to end, but they also wanted to make sure that their colleagues in the tribe were also participating, and they felt like they absolutely needed the tribal leaders in order to do that. Well, one thing that came up from this discussion was, you know, the question really became, how do we meaningfully and respectfully engage our tribal leaders in this process? If for those of you who may be familiar with tribes, our tribes in New Mexico come in a variety of sizes. We have tribes that have lands that are about the size of West Virginia, and then we have tribes that are only a few acres large. So we have governors who are elected for 1 year. We have governors who are elected for 3 years. So there's a lot of diversity within the tribal communities, not just in New Mexico, but across this country, and I imagine across the world as well. So we really started to think about what does health mean, and we started from the very beginning. We wanted to be able as a team to support our tribes in making systematic, long-term, sustainable change. We didn't want to address merely the absence of disease or disease prevalence within community health assessment, but we wanted it to be sustainable. And we did this from an approach that we wanted to continually plan for the next 7 generations. So as a team, we got together with our tribal leaders and thought about how can we answer this question. Well, the answer was pretty simple. We already have our own way of doing this type of work together. And that process is really built around our traditional core values of kinship, relating to one another as community members, relating to ourselves and others around us as family members. And then we have a tradition of storytelling that goes back for multiple generations. Our culture is an oral culture, so we teach lessons based on stories that are told to us. And then we maintain a respect for our elders. Elderhood is something we all strive to achieve as indigenous people. And we all have to do this in our own language. Someone once said to me that language is the milestone of sovereignty for the tribal communities in this country. And we definitely believe that that's true. So one of the ways that we did this and one of the tools that we used was our own youth. We had two young Navajo students who are a part of our team. Kyle's here today, who is a community health education student, and they were both undergraduates at the time. So we engaged them in this process in order to help them, and for them to help us actually start this process. And they developed an instrument, an interview tool that was then conducted with each of the tribal leaders in our state. And one of the things that we learned is we really needed to understand our own tribal protocol. And tribal protocol, like I mentioned before, is all based on kinship and relations to one another. So we had to go back and reacquaint ourselves with our own clan systems and our own kinship systems to make sure that we were respectful in introducing ourselves to the tribal leaders, but also so we could establish trust and rapport with those leaders so that we could gain some insight. We also made sure that we always worked around the tribal leader schedules. Tribal leaders are extremely busy, obviously. They're flying back and forth from DC. They're talking about finance, and their issues are so immense. Something between choosing between an interview and possibly getting maybe FEMA funding for a road that's been washed out. So the issues are very, very complex. So we wanted to make sure that we were respectful of the elders' time. We wanted to make sure that we always gave them the opportunity to opt out of any of the interviews, obviously. We asked for permission to record. We asked for permission to share the results of the surveys or the interviews, and we also asked for permission to take photographs. So we made sure that we were always respectful of the protocol from the beginning to end. And what was the result of this project? Well, we came out with about 53 distinct quotes about what health means, and I'm going to be sharing a couple of them with you today. Our first quote was from the governor of the Pueblo of Laguna, Richard Lewarke, who said that as governor, I have no power. I have responsibility and authority, but the power resides with prayer and with the people. Governor Lewarke described tribal communities like a spear, and that the tip of the spear was the tribal leader. So the tribal leader was the first line of defense with communities, but really the tribal leader doesn't lead the people. He is just merely a conduit for them to interact with outside communities. Well, we also talked about where is the spearheaded, what determines where this the tribe is going. Another leader, Senator Benny Shendo from the Pueblo of Jemez, said, "The cultural, ceremonial, spiritual way of our life, those lessons teach and tell us to run and to stay active." While running has a lot of meaning in tribal communities, it not only means being physically fit, literally rising in the morning before the sun and taking our runs, but also it means working, caring for our animals and caring for our homes and caring for our families. So physical activity is not just a physical act, it's also a spiritual experience. It's a way of connecting with our environment, it's a way of connecting with our place and maintaining that historical connection as well. To further this idea, we heard that health is a way of knowing, a way of being and becoming from the time that we are conceived to the time that we are an elder, and it's one process. Dr. Emerson said that we are all elders in the making, and elderhood is our ultimate goal. So we are reminding ourselves that health doesn't begin and end at the hospital. It doesn't mean good health. It can also mean maybe poor health. It's a long, continuous process, and we also had to make sure that we maintain those ideas within our community health assessment as well. We also heard that health is holistic in nature. It encompasses every aspect of an individual and then every aspect of being a member of a community. So health is not just about individual responsibility. In tribal communities, it also means how we relate to our community members, how we gain and receive resources, but also how we give those same resources back. So there's a reciprocal relationship between us and our communities as well. And so we also maintain that we have to remember long-term sustainability. And in this day and age where the funding is getting so scarce, we learn to leverage our resources. Well, in tribal communities, we always function on the premise that we're planning for the future. The things that we do now impact our seven generations up ahead. And so Chairman Gary Hayes from the Ute Mountain Ute told us, if you're trying to change people for the future, it starts with the generations coming up. So remembering that the things that we collect now will determine our future in the will determine the future of our next generations. So what did we learn from this process? Well, we learned that Indigenous health is really complex. For our participants in our community health assessment workshop who first set us along this path, we learned that health is a lot more than the absence of disease. Health is a lot more than being healthy. Health is a lot more than not being in the hospital. It's more than not being diabetic. While Indigenous health really means responsibility, there's a responsibility to take care of yourself, and these are reinforced by our cultural values, and then responsibility to caring for your family and caring for your relatives. So we really wanted to make sure that this process was, the community health assessment process was outlined with that in mind. Well, the participants were able to hear some of the quotes that I've shared with you today, and we wanted to make sure that although they may feel like they need tribal leaders to establish that vision for them, that vision is already there. We already know what the Indigenous protocol tells us. We know what the ancestors tell us. So I think one of the quotes that I heard that I would like to close with today is that we don't need to invent a vision of health. It's already given to us. It's already inherent in the Holy People's teachings. And so if a community health assessment process is built around the cultural value of responsibility to ourselves and our responsibility to one another, it will always be successful regardless of what the end result is. And so I wanted to just thank you for your time and for your attention in this presentation. And I also just wanted to take a moment to acknowledge my team back at the University of New Mexico, as well as the original inhabitants of this land, for allowing us to come here and share this information with you. And so with that, I want to say ahiahe, alakwa, and thank you for your time.